This is Voice of SBV.
Greetings from Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth. Today in ISBV studios, we have a very special guest with us, Mr. L. Swaminathan, BA LLM, Advocate, High Court of Judicature, Chennai. On behalf of Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth, we thank you, sir, for being a part of this podcast series on personal development. Over to you, sir.
Hello to everyone. This short presentation is about human rights in healthcare system in India. The right to health for all people means everyone should have access to the health services when and where they need them without suffering financial hardship. No one should get sick and die just because they are poor or because they cannot access the health services they need. Better health is central to human happiness and well-being. It also makes an important contribution to economic progress as healthy populations live longer, are more productive and save more. Many factors influence health status and a country's ability is to provide quality health services for its people at any cost. The recent impact of COVID-19 has shaken even states like Kerala and Tamil Nadu that traditionally did well in the area of healthcare. One of the most positive impacts of this otherwise very damaging epidemic has been that it has opened the eyes of the people to the importance of universal and robust public health and the need for everybody to be covered by quality health care or for health services to be accessible to everyone, which has become a matter of high priority. Dispensing health care and stretching the limits to cover as many people as possible, more than before, has become a big deal in this pandemic situation. The imagination of healthcare towards large private hospitals has changed to public health services, especially primary healthcare, which was invisible and mostly neglected before, as COVID-19 pandemic has showed a complete different kind of situation in the minds of public at large. However, observing that there was great uncertainty as to when the threat of COVID-19 would subside and pave way for normal life, access to healthcare is paramount, which requires adequate care by physicians and is interpreted as an important component of human rights to healthcare. The Constitution of India incorporates provisions guaranteeing everyone's right to the highest attainable standard of physical and mental health. The Supreme Court held that right to privacy is a fundamental right under Article 21 of the Constitution. Article 21 is protection of life and personal liberty to every citizen. No person shall be deprived of his or her life or personal liberty except according to the procedure established by law, which is available to every person, citizen or alien. The Supreme Court is performing noble function of interpretation of provisions of Constitution, and the role of Supreme Court of India is significant in protecting health of the people at large with the help of various decisions. The effective implementation of laws enacted based on constitutional provisions will control the present problem. The importance to the rights of elderly person on calming treatment care prevents avoidable suffering, managing problems related to fear of death in an appropriate way. Similarly, human rights also includes children's comforting care, which concentrates on the total care of child's body, spirit and mind. It is noted that experts in human rights advocacy have focused on standards of palliative care and they have also helped in raising the voice of the people regarding this fundamental concern of health care. Palliative care also assumes importance and significance in health care. Human rights also promotes the facility to access essential medicines, the value of pain during incurable and persistent inpatients and facilitating them in death with dignity by avoiding unnecessary pain, which is one of the core principles of analgesic care. Further, human rights also creates a legal obligation ensuring access to timely, acceptable and affordable health care of appropriate quality, as well as providing the determinants of health such as safe and potable water, sanitation, food, housing, health-related information, education and gender equality. India has a vast healthcare system, but there remain many differences in quality between rural and urban areas as well as between public and private healthcare. Despite this, India is a popular destination for medical tourists given the relatively low cost and high quality of its private hospitals. Today, India accounts for 85% of outpatient visits and 58% of inpatient expenditure. Thus, the Constitution of India has guaranteed health care and treatments to all the citizens of the country, and the role of physicians assumes greater significance in discharging their duty with sincerity, dedication, and to cope up with the need of the hour, as human life purely depends on physicians' care during their ill health. The physician is obligated to be a healer with professional expertise, ethics, and service as a physician must have inherent love for human and humanity. Thanking you.
You were listening to Voice of SBV.